This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers out there, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. All my mailmen, mailwomen out there, postal workers, making sure that people get their mail and packages in a safe and timely fashion as well. All my volunteer air traffic control people out there, and all my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we got a lot to get into this morning, obviously, and I want to start it off by saying this. Be thankful every day that you wake up. Be thankful every day that you get to see the people you love or talk to the people that you love. You get to go to work, even if you know you don't have your dream job, that you get to go to work, make some money, Provide for yourself. If you have a family, provide for your family. Be thankful, because it can always get worse. It can always get worse. We learned that yesterday. Just when we thought the Falcons hit rock bottom, 3-7, 0-3 in the division, 5-game losing streak, we learned that, well, Michael Penix Jr., he's at least going to miss the next 4 games. That much is official. Most likely going to miss the rest of the season. Oh, and Drake London, our star receiver. Yeah, he's out next week too. Yeah, it can always get worse. Ay. That's the news we got out of Flowery Branch yesterday. That's the news. Oh, wait, there is one silver lining. Divine Diablo may be back. Let's go. That is actually, you know, I'm saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but that is huge news that he was back at practice yesterday, because we need something good to happen. So, man, hopefully we can have Divine Diablo back this week. But we shall see. But if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you all have. I'm sure you all heard the reports and have seen the Falcons' official statement. Michael Penix Jr. suffered a left knee injury. This is a statement right from the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Penix Jr. suffered a left knee injury in Sunday's game against Carolina. We are working through the medical process to determine the severity of the injury. He'll be placed on the reserve injured list and miss a minimum of 4 games. With the move, Kirk Cousins will assume the starting quarterback role for the Falcons at this time. Oy. This brings up so many questions. So many questions. We're going to get to all those questions. I'm going to throw out all those questions, and we're going to talk about where the Falcons go from here. But first, we also got a report yesterday. Nothing official has been said about this as far as Drake goes, but we got reports yesterday from Ian Rapoport that Drake London strained PCL or sprained PCL. He's going to miss this week, possibly more. So we know for sure this week, no Michael Penix Jr., no Drake London. I am nervous. I am scared. Now, Kirk Cousins has gotten a lot, the chance to work with David Sills a lot. He's got that chemistry with David Sills on lock. And he did have good chemistry with Darnell Mooney. Maybe Darnell Mooney starts to come back and he gets a little bit of rejuvenation, because if you think about it, Darnell Mooney was at his best last year when Kirk Cousins was the quarterback. Darnell Mooney balled out and had his best games with Kirk Cousins as QB1. So maybe that happens again. But you're going to need Darnell Mooney in a huge way. Going to need Kyle Pitts in a huge way. Obviously, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier, that kind of goes without saying. But you're going to need guys to step up. And you're going to need Kirk Cousins, obviously, to play well, because it's his team for the rest of the year. At least for the next 4 games, but for all intents and purposes, for the rest of the year. So, where do the Falcons go from here? Hopefully, Kirk Cousins can show that he's still got some of that quick processing in him, and that he still can make some of the throws necessary. We obviously know he ain't got the arm that Michael Penix Jr. has, but hopefully he can still make a lot of the throws that he needs to make. Hopefully he can get Darnell Mooney involved, spark a Darnell Mooney connection. And hopefully he can just make those quick reads that Michael Penix Jr. was struggling to make at times. I think sometimes Michael Penix Jr. got a little bit greedy, but hopefully Kirk Cousins can make those quick reads and we can just get those quick deposits a lot from Kirk Cousins when he's out there on offense. But we are losing some mobility, a lot of mobility, obviously, at that quarterback position. The Saints, I would definitely imagine, going to try and take advantage of that And that ain't good because our offensive line is still very much banged up. We'll see if Matthew Bergeron can come back this week. That would be enormous if Matthew Bergeron can come back this week. We know Chris Lindstrom ain't 100%. Jake Matthews ain't 100%. I mean, this offensive line is definitely banged up. But hopefully, we can. If we get Matthew Bergeron back, I would definitely feel better. But, and look, what Hinton hasn't been bad, but still, it's, whew, I'm very, very nervous for this upcoming week. But we'll see how that plays out. Now, as far as the immediate future, we know what it is. It's Kirk Cousins. We'll see how the rest of the season plays out. We'll see how it goes. But at this point, the Falcons, in my opinion, need to win out to make the playoffs. Maybe make the playoffs. Because the best the Falcons can do now is 10-7. That might get them the last spot in the playoffs. Maybe. But with how competitive this NFC is, I'm not sure 10-7 even gets you in. And they got to win out to do that. I don't see them winning out. I'm just being honest. Now, there's still a lot of things you can figure out this season as far as who you want the who's going to be a part of this franchise for the future and who's not. Players, coaches, all of it. Who's going to be a part of the future, who's not going to be part of the future. So there's still a lot to play for this season. I'm not saying the season's over. I'm saying playoff hopes are a long, long shot. That's what I'm saying. But there is still a lot to play for as far as finding out who's going to be here long-term, who's not going to be here long-term. Again, players and coaches. So that is still something you got to play for. And obviously, you still want to see them finish the season strong, whether it's them getting 9 wins. They can find a way to win out and get 10 wins. Obviously, that would be great. But again, don't necessarily see that happening. But I now want to talk about, and it is Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews, by the way, here on a Tuesday morning, hanging out with you, talking about what's going down with the Atlanta Falcons, because my goodness, we got some news yesterday. But when it comes to the future, there are some questions. Ian Rappaport reported this. This has not been officially put out by the team, but apparently there was structural damage to the ACL. There are multiple reports that is a partially torn ACL. Again, not confirmed by the team, but multiple reports have it out there that is that Michael Penix Jr. partially tore his ACL. That could require reconstructive surgery. Means basically he would have to have the same surgery if he would have completely torn his ACL. Now that, if he has to have that surgery done, and again, they're still doing their due diligence, second opinions, all that good stuff. If he does have to have reconstructive surgery on that ACL, that's 9 months. That's about 9 months to a year. So Michael Penix Jr. is not going to be back for the start of the season. That's what I'm telling you. He ain't going to be ready for the start of the season if he has to have reconstructive surgery. What do you do at quarterback until Michael Penix Jr. is ready to come back? Kirk Cousins could be an option. But is he really an option? Because do they really want to keep that number on the books, on the salary cap? Because everybody, you, me, Terry Fontenot, we're all looking forward to getting Kirk Cousins off the books and being able to use that money elsewhere. So do they really want to keep Kirk Cousins on the books, keep that big old number on the books, just to have him play however many games, a handful of games, until Michael Penix Jr. is ready? I'm not sure that's an option for the Falcons. Obviously, another option is you can go and get what you think is a really, really top-tier backup quarterback and have them start. Look, I don't know what the future of Joe Flacco is, but Joe Flacco could be a guy if he's available. Now, again, don't know if he's going to be available. That's getting into free agency and all that, and obviously we're a long ways away from that. But just looking ahead, you gotta have an answer at quarterback if Michael Penix Jr. does indeed have to have reconstructive surgery. I don't know if Kirk Cousins is the answer. I don't know if that answer is outside the building. But again, a guy like Joe Flacco comes to mind who knows what it is. He's a veteran. He can do all the things you need him to do. And he will be fine coming in here, starting for a handful of games and being a backup. I think that will fit a Joe Flacco role. There could be other guys who could become available too. So we'll see. The Falcons will cross that bridge when it gets here. They obviously got a season to worry about, and they're still trying to, you know, again, keep playoff hopes alive. But that is a question as far as what the future of the quarterback position looks like as far as the short-term future. I've heard people on the station say, oh, Michael Penix might not be the guy long-term now. I'm not sure the Falcons are ready to go that far. I'm not ready to go that far to say that. It's not the same knee that he's had the two ACL tears on. That's a different knee. So I'm not concerned about that. I'm not concerned about Michael Penix Jr.'s future as a Falcon long-term. I'm not there yet. But short-term, it is a question because, again, if he does have to have reconstructive surgery, he's not going to be ready to play, period. He's not going to be ready to play at the beginning of the season. So he's going to miss a good chunk of the season, about half the year. And so you have to think about what you're going to do at the quarterback position if that, in fact, is the case. So, again, short-term, you need an answer. Long-term, Michael Penix Jr. to me is still the answer. So we'll see. But, man, oh, man, oh, man. Like I said, be thankful. Be thankful if you are on your way to work this morning, on your way to the gym. Be thankful because it can always be worse. Just remember that. That's the life lesson for today. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, about 5 minutes from now, we do got a big game to talk about tonight, though. The Atlanta Hawks, a measuring stick test, an early measuring stick test for the Atlanta Hawks. They're on a 5-game win streak, playing well, and they got the number one team in the East coming to their building tonight. Hawks fans, we got to show up for our squad. We'll talk about it next year on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download the app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got the app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, make sure you follow the radio station. Subscribe to the radio station. Search for the radio station first, 92.9 The Game. Then follow and subscribe to the station. Then follow and subscribe to all the great shows on the station as well. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend, Sam and Greg, College Football Game Time, all of them. Follow them, subscribe to them, and then you'll really be in the game because then you'll be able to listen live to shows. You'll get live push notifications when shows go live. You'll get live push notifications about when shows are having guests on live. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So, again, make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. I do need to tell you, speaking of college football game time, Sports Radio 99 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. And this Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. And by Alumni Hall, shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. Then at 11:30 a.m., we have Louisville taking on LSU. And after the Hawks game on Saturday night, we will have BYU against Cincinnati. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, again, make sure you tuned in live for that. All right. We got to, obviously, talk a lot about the Atlanta Falcons. And we'll continue to discuss. But I do want to cleanse the palate a little bit. But if you haven't heard, Michael Penix Jr. has been placed on IR by the Atlanta Falcons. And Drake London, Raheem Morris did confirm it yesterday when he spoke to the media. He does have a PCL sprain. Going to be out this week, potentially longer. So, no Drake London this week, and Michael Penix Jr. probably done, unfortunately, for the rest of the season. Definitely at least the next four games. So, we had this discussion. I'll quickly bring it up, just food for thought. Kirk Cousins, we know, is going to be the guy the rest of the season. I'm not sure if the Falcons are going to want to keep that big old fat number he's got on the books next season. That is an option for them, but I'm not sure it's an option the Falcons necessarily want to explore. They go get another backup quarterback because, again, if Michael Penix Jr. and Raheem Morris did not confirm the partial ACL tear yesterday, and I didn't think he was going to because, again, they're still getting second opinions and doing their due diligence and all those type of things. But if he does have a partial ACL tear, and if it does require reconstructive surgery, then Michael Penix Jr. is going to be out at least 9 months, it seems like. Maybe up to even a whole year, a whole calendar year, a whole 12 months. And if that's the case, you're going to need a starting quarterback for about the first half plus of the year. We play, what, 10 games so far? So you're going to need a quarterback probably about 10 games, around 10 games for next season. If Michael Penix Jr. does have to have that reconstructive surgery that Ian Rappaport is reporting that he might have to have. So, again, is keeping Kirk Cousins an option? We'll see. They can also obviously use some of that money that they're going to free up by, if they do let go of Kirk Cousins, they can use some of that money to reinvest in a high-quality backup quarterback. I mentioned Joe Flacco at the end, towards the end of the last segment. They could, if somebody else is available, they could go get somebody else. We'll see. They'll cross that road when they'll cross that bridge when it gets there. But when they get there, but that is something definitely they got to think about. And again, I'm not of the opinion that Michael Penix Jr. is now in question of whether or not he's the future franchise QB. I think he is. I don't think that's a question. Again, the knee that is injured now and that could partially have a partial ACL tear now is not the knee that he tore his ACL in twice before. It's a different knee. It's the other knee. So I'm not necessarily worried about that. And I think Michael Penix Jr. will be fine. I think he'll recover fine. He's been through this before, so I think he'll be okay. So as far as, oh, is Michael Penix Jr. still the guy moving forward when he's come back and when he's healthy? Yes, I think he is. Now, again, you still got to address quarterback if, again, he has to have that reconstructive surgery. But when Michael Penix Jr. is ready to come back, he'll be the starting QB. The Falcons, I'm sure, are not ready to go there yet, and I'm not there yet when it comes to Michael Penix Jr. So I've heard that talk a little bit, and I think we need to all relax on that. I get the concern, but I don't think that's a real concern at this point. But again, I want to cleanse the palate at least for a few minutes because the Atlanta Hawks got a huge game tonight. The Atlanta Hawks take on the Detroit Pistons, the number one seeded Detroit Pistons tonight. State Farm Arena. Hawks fans, y'all got to show up. Y'all got to show out for this team. They're on a 5-game winning streak. They're fourth in the East right now. Go show up for your team because they playing well right now. And it'll be, again, a early measuring stick test to see just where this team is at. And we've talked about this team getting some signature wins without Trae Young. Look, I know some of y'all out there are getting messy. And like, this team is better without Trae Young. I'm not there yet. They had a very, very good win against Orlando without Trae Young thus far. They had a nice win against the Lakers. Now, the Lakers didn't have, obviously, LeBron. They didn't have Austin Reeves. But Luka was out there. You didn't have Jalen Johnson either. I'm pretty sure KP didn't play that game either. So you were shorthanded as well. That was a very good win too. You had a solid win, a very good win against the Phoenix Suns on Sunday night. Down 22 in the fourth quarter. You came roaring back, got yourself a win, kept the winning streak going. They've gotten some nice wins. But this would be the biggest win to date without Trae Young if they got it. And if they do get this win without Trae Young, depending on how it looks, I won't lie, depending on how it looks, the most I'll say is I'll give an eyebrow raise. I'll say, oh, okay. That'll be my response. Oh, okay. Now, again, that depends on how it looks. If it's a close win, I'll be like, okay, that's a good win. That shows, you know, we can still beat the best of the best, even without our best player, which is great. But I won't be like, oh, we're just so much better than Trae Young. We come out and dominate the Detroit Pistons. Again, it all depends on how it looks. Then I might raise an eyebrow. But I'm still not of the opinion that this team is better without Trae Young. I'm still not of the opinion that this team is that much more improved without your best player. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I still need to see more. And then obviously you got to see it when Trae Young comes back as well too. Again, I've talked about it time and time again. I'll put my thoughts together here briefly about Trae Young, how the offense looks when Trae Young is on the court versus how it looks when Trae Young's off the court. I will say this. The ball movement is undoubtedly better. You cannot debate that. The ball movement is better. However, just because the ball movement is better, that doesn't necessarily mean the offense is better. Usually it does. Usually it does. But that doesn't, it always doesn't equate to that. Now, what I see when Trae Young is on the floor, Trae Young is very ball dominant. Trae Young reminds me a lot of a smaller James Harden when James Harden was in Houston, even in L.A. now. He dribbles a lot. He's very ball dominant. And he's going to try and break somebody down, take somebody off the dribble, get to the basket, and either defense is going to collapse on him, he's going to kick it out, or he's going to try and finish at the rim with either a floater or a layup or whatever. Talking about Trae Young. Or he's going to, you know, maybe take a step back three, mid-range jumper, something like that. Or again, he's going to kick it to a teammate. That's how the offense to me kind of operates, in, at least in the half court. Obviously, in transition, it's way different. But in the half court, Trae Young's trying to take somebody off the dribble, get past them. Defense collapses. He kicks it out. Defense doesn't collapse. He's finishing at the rim with a floater or a layup, okay? Basically. With Trae Young not on the court, and we've seen a lot of Dyson Daniels handling the basketball. Dyson is not that type of dude where he's going to try and dribble the ball a lot. He's going to maybe make one move and get to the basket, or he's just going to swing the ball. And you see other guys swinging the ball too. Because you don't have that ball dominant ball handler that Trae Young is, you see guys swinging the ball a lot more. They may make the one move, and if it ain't there, they're swinging it. They're kicking it. They're passing it. And so the ball movement is better. And you're getting good looks because of it. And guys are knocking down shots. They've been shooting the ball well. Part of the reason they've been shooting the ball well is because I think they've been getting some really good looks. So the offense looks different. Yes, the ball movement is better. But I'm still not necessarily ready to say you're better without Trae Young. So that's my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cents about it. But whatever the case may be, again, we'll cross the Trae Young. Are the Hawks better with or without Trae Young? We'll cross that bridge when Trae Young comes back, and we'll see how they're looking and if we see they can continue their hot ways. Whatever the case is, though, I know this for sure. The Hawks are in action tonight, going for 6 in a row, taking on the 12-2 number one seed team in the East, Detroit Pistons. And this would be a huge, huge win for the Hawks at home if they can get the job done. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 910 The Game, just like you can hear every single Hawks game right here on Sports Radio 910 The Game, your home and your flagship station for the Atlanta Hawks. Pre-game going to start at 7 o'clock, tip-off shortly after 7:30 with Steve Holman on the call. So you need to listen, you need to watch, and if you can go, you need to be there and cheer on your Hawks. All right, when we come back here on Hometown Take, obviously we've been talking a lot about the Atlanta Falcons, and rightfully so. They've been making headlines. But I do want to look around the NFL a little bit. We had Monday Night Football last night. Got some other NFL headlines we got to get to. We'll talk a little college football as well on the other side. Here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I'll tell you this much. After all that bad Falcons news yesterday, I feel like being on my worst behavior. But I'm going to keep it together for y'all. I'm going to keep it together for y'all because I know we're all feeling the same. Hope y'all having a great start to your Tuesday. Like I said this to begin the show. I'll say it to end the show, and I'm going to say it right now. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful that you woke up this morning. Be thankful that you're blessed with another day. Be thankful that you have somewhere to rest your head at night. Be thankful if you're able to head to work or head to the gym and get good endorphins flowing. If you're heading to work, be thankful that you're heading to a place where you can make money, provide for yourself or provide for yourself and your family if you have a family. Be thankful because it can always get worse. It can always get worse because it got worse for the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. It got worse. Just when we thought, man, this thing can't get no worse than what it is. We 3-7. We 0-3 in the division. We on a 5-game losing streak. What else can go wrong? Football guy said, oh, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. Boom. Michael Penix Jr. out for at least 4 games. He is on IR. Maybe. He maybe have to have reconstructive surgery on his partially torn ACL. That he might have. That hasn't been confirmed yet. And then Drake London, boom. He got a sprained PCL. He's out this week, maybe even longer. So be thankful because it can always get worse. All right. We got some other things to get into. Again, we've been talking a lot about the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to continue to cleanse the palate a little bit, but the Falcons got obviously a lot of questions to answer in the upcoming future. None really to answer right now because, look, it just is what it is. Kirk Cousins is the starting QB. You got to find a way to win games with Big Kirko again. Perk Thuggins, he's out here. He back. Got to find a way to win games with him. And again, just to be on a brighter side, we're even gonna cleanse the Atlanta Falcons palate a little bit right here. You ready? Hopefully, Kirk Cousins still got a little bit of that Kirktober in him. Hopefully, he still got a little Kirktober in him. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know. We're going to see. Hopefully, he still got a little bit left in him. Hopefully, he still got some of that quick processor left in him. Hopefully, that arm still got a little bit of juice left. Enough throws that he needs to make downfield. And I will say this. We do know that Kirk is going to do his best to get the ball out as quick as he can. And so, there have been times where Pennings Jr. has tried to look greedy and look for some stuff downfield when he could have swung it out to a Bijan Robinson or dumped it off to whomever, and gotten a nice deposit. I think Kirk Cousins will take more of those deposits, and maybe that'll help the offense. I'm going full optimist here. I'm going full half glass full here for you. So maybe the offense will move a little bit more, and again, with these, the ball come out quicker, and hopefully that'll help the offense and get some things going. And Divine Diablo, return to practice. That's great. Hopefully you can get him back this week. Hopefully you can get Matthew Bergeron back this week as well. We'll see. So the Falcons could have a few things going for them We'll see. But all in all, I don't care how it looks. Just beat the Saints. Please beat the Saints. Have we not suffered enough? Look, let me go. Now I'm not practicing what I preach. Let me be thankful. But can we please beat the Saints this week? We need something. Something to really, really cleanse the palate. And a win would do just that. So hopefully the Falcons can get that win on Sunday in New Orleans. But we'll see. It'll have to be Cousins at the helm as QB1 and Drake London. Oh, and also continue to end on a positive note. Darnell Mooney, he did play his best while Kirk Cousins was QB1. Seems like him and Kirk reaction. Hopefully that chemistry can be rekindled between Kirk Cousins and Darnell Mooney when those two guys are out there. I know Darnell Mooney's dealing with a bit of an injury too, so hopefully he's okay, but man, we can't afford to have Darnell Mooney out too, because I mean, this wide receiver core is already stretched to its thinnest. If we don't have Darnell Mooney, my goodness gracious, it's going to be a problem, but hopefully he can go. All right, I do want to get to some college football headlines and some other NFL headlines here really quickly. How about James Franklin? He is looking like he's going to become the next head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies as he is getting hired by Virginia Tech, and a buyout is being discussed by Penn State right now. So Virginia Tech has hired Franklin to be the next head football coach. The school announced yesterday he's going to be formally introduced at a news conference tomorrow. Franklin was originally owed a $49 million buyout after being fired by Penn State on October 12th. But part of his deal with the Hokies, sources confirmed to ESPN, includes a $9 million settlement from the Nittany Lions. So there you go. Franklin, 128-60 over 12 seasons at Penn State and 3 at Vanderbilt. Brings a resume that includes winning more than 68% of his games and appearance in the 2024 College Football Playoff semifinals and a Big Ten championship back in 2016. He's replacing Brent Pry, who was fired back in September after an 0-3 start and a 16-24 record with the Hokies through four seasons. So, look, it's a good hire for Virginia Tech, because you can say what you want about James Franklin not being able to win the big game, this, that, and the third. Look, Virginia Tech just needs to get put into those conversations. Virginia Tech just needs to get put into that mix of being that perennial college football playoff team, being in the mix for the playoff every year. They just need to be put in that conversation. So, for all those intents purposes, and of course they're going to want to win the big game as well, because all teams do, but Virginia Tech just wants to get in that mix. And James Franklin is a great hire to do that. So I think this is obviously a really good hire for Virginia Tech, and we'll see how it works out there. But we got the latest college football playoff rankings coming out later tonight, 8 o'clock, and we'll see how far Georgia moves up. I know the AP football playoff poll aren't going to be hand-in-hand, but a lot of the top still could end up being the same. I do think it'll probably end up being Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, talking about the college football playoff. I think it'll mirror the top four in the AP. Ohio State number 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M 3. I think Georgia obviously move up to number 4. How far does Alabama drop? To me, I know they're probably going to drop below Notre Dame, but they shouldn't, because Alabama still has – they're both 8-2. Alabama beat Georgia, in Athens. Notre Dame has nowhere near that good of a win. Yes, they did have a very nice win, a nice convincing win, dominant win against Pitt this past Saturday. Okay, great. You didn't beat a top five team in their place. I don't think that's on Notre Dame's resume. It's on Alabama's resume, and they got the same record. So, again, I hope the committee doesn't put Alabama below Notre Dame. And again, losing to Oklahoma, again, a top 12 team, a team that would be in the college ball playoff. The college ball playoff started today. I just don't think that would be setting a good precedent if you have Alabama below Notre Dame. That just doesn't feel right to me, but we'll see if that ends up happening. So we'll see how those college ball playoff rankings, the third iteration of the college football playoff rankings, play out. I do want to get to some NFL headlines quickly while we have a few minutes left here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. We got some other injury news around the NFL as far as big-time players go. Josh Jacobs, it appears he does not have any structural damage to his knee, and it seems like he's going to be okay, and he avoided major injury. So that is good for the Green Bay Packers running back. So we'll see how much time he ends up being out, but at least he's expected to come back definitely for the season. Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended for one game for apparently spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey said that Ja'Marr Chase spit on him. Obviously, Ja'Marr Chase denied it. Ja'Marr Chase still getting suspended one game, which, you know, that's at this point, that's the precedent. We just use that word precedent. And if you get caught spitting in the NFL on somebody, you're getting suspended again. That's what happened to Jalen Carter. That's now what's happening with Ja'Marr Chase. So it is what it is. But look, that ain't, you know, the Bengals, they got to win every game until Joey B, Joe Burrow, gets back. And not having Ja'Marr Chase doesn't help that cause. So Ja'Marr Chase, definitely, I get tensions are high and things like that, but you got to be smarter than that. So T. Higgins is going to have to be a big part of the Bengals' next game for sure. How about this? This is so sad, too. I hate this. Shedeur Sanders had his home broken into during his NFL debut. Go get a job, man. Go make an honest living. Don't be out here stealing from folks. It just makes me sick to my stomach. And I don't care that it's an NFL player. And yeah, Shedeur Sanders got money. I don't care about that. Breaking into somebody's house is wrong, period. And especially these athletes, when you know they're not home, that's wrong, man. It's just so wrong. Some people are just so sick and twisted in the head. That makes me so mad. Speaking of QBs, though, Jets quarterback Justin Fields getting benched for Tyrod Taylor. And again, we talked about this before. Unfortunately, I don't think Justin Fields is going to – I don't think anybody's going to sign him to be a starting quarterback moving forward. I think he'll still get chances to start because backup quarterbacks, you know, unfortunately injuries are part of the game even with quarterbacks, and I think he'll get chances to start, but I don't think he's going to be signed with the intent of being a starting quarterback anymore. I don't think any team is going to sign him with the intent of being a starting quarterback anymore. I think this was Justin Fields' last shot at that, and it hasn't gone well. So I hate that for Justin Fields, a local kid. Seems like a nice dude, good young man, but I think his chances at a starting quarterback are over at this point, unfortunately. All right, that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow and help you get over the hump day Wednesday. We'll continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons and continue to talk about where they go from here. But coming up next, we'll also obviously react to the third iteration of the college football playoff rankings. But coming up next, it is the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack ready to hop in the studio and entertain you for the next 3 hours. That's coming up next here on the Hometown Take. It's coming up next on the morning shift, live in the Kia Studios. Noel, appreciate you. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.